Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where the Lord was saying to you that you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch every aspect of your life. He's going to touch relationships. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says be attentive and be sensitive in the spirit concerning those whom you care about. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says do not become impatient, but use wisdom and stay on the course. For he says, guard your words as well as guarding your actions. As we have just come past the Day of Atonement, I sent you a particular email and spoke to you concerning three of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into number one of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into a double portion. Where God said, I'll bless you, I'll restore you, I'll replenish you. I will cause you to come into a season of increase, and I will bless the works of your hands. Number two of the blessings of the atonement, you will come into a time of financial promises. For what God has promised thee, he will surely give it unto thee. And those who owe you, those who have stole from you, God said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll bless you through financial promises. For I said that I call you the head and not the tail. I said that I will prosper you. I said in my word that a cattle on 1,000 hills are mine. And because you're mine, they belong to you. You will walk into kingdom blessings. Number three of the blessings of the atonement, restoration. God said as you rest in him and move in prayer and meditation and fasting and seeking his presence, you will rest in him and you will come into a time of restoration. You will come into a time of peace. And as you rest in God, he says, I'll restore, I'll replenish, I'll repay. And I will renew thy strength in me. And all that the cankerworm and the pommel worm has eaten, he said, I'll bless you. Number four of the blessings of the atonement is special miracles. Special miracles shall come for thee, through thee, and by thee. Miracle healing, miracle touching in the body of loved ones as well too. Miracle in your finances, miracle in real estate, miracle in business, miracle even in the things concerning ministry. Miracles, special miracles, I'll do for thee. Number five of the seven blessings of the atonement, because you're walking into that because of your seed of faith. You will come into a time of a divine presence, and God says, I'll fill your thirst, and I'll cause you to walk upon green pastures. I will cause you to come into a time of divine presence, and many shall know that I am with thee and that I am yours. You will step into a time of divine presence where you will know that I am with thee. I shall protect thee. I shall guard thee. I shall cover thee in my presence, and I will cause you to dream dreams, and I will bring you to a time of great revelations, and you will know that I am with thee, and I am your Father, and you are mine. So you will walk into a time of divine presence, and I will cause thee to touch the lives of many people, for you'll bring healing to my people spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Number six of the seven blessings of the atonement that you will also begin to walk through in this season, where there will be blessings upon sons and daughters, natural as well as spiritual. And I will make thy voice known, and you will speak my word, and I will cause a glory to come upon thee. And as you speak the word, others will hear thee. You will touch the lives of many, many people, because he says blessings, 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 not only for you, but for generations to come. And because you have moved in faith, I will even bless the works of thy hands, and I will bless thee generations upon generations because of your faithfulness. If I've done it for Abraham, I'll do it for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Number seven of the blessings of the atonement that you will walk into, where he begins to say in Joel chapter 2 verse 32, deliverance to whomever calls on my name. He says, as you call upon my name, I will hear thee. For know that I would not slack my hand unto thee, for I will run speedily and quickly unto thee. Because God said, as you call forth my name, I will send forth mine angels. I will send forth warring angels. I shall send forth ministering angels. For he says, I will cover thee, and I will guide thee, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. Lift up thy voice and call upon my name, for I will hear your cry. I will hear your cry, and I will comfort thee, and I will cover thee, and I will take thee up into high places. Oh, I will take you into a place and a realm in me, and I will cause you to see things you have never known before. I will cause you to come into a time of revelations. I will cause you to come into a time of great impartation. Why? Because you have called upon my name, and ye halabakoshan, and because you have known my name, according to Psalms 91, I shall cover thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and no harm shall come unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
God bless you, Sister Sarita. I'm hearing the word of the Lord saying much laughter. I'm also hearing God say music around you and lyrics. I'm hearing God say for you to pick up the pen and begin to write. But God says that he's taking you to a new place in him. God says he's sending forth partners, and that is the word of the Lord.
Amen, and God bless you, Sister Sarita. I just hear God saying that this is a season. Creativity and leadership is coming forth for you. It is very favorable for you. So God says, take that and run with it. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Sarita. You know, I heard God saying that it's time to do some house cleaning. When I'm talking about this, your spiritual house. I don't know when the last time you've been on a fast, but God's trying to want you to get on a fast so I can start speaking some new things to you and start giving you some new directions. But then it's time to clean your spiritual house so you can clean your other house as well. And as you do that, you're going to see change, and growth all around you. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Sarita. And I concur with all the prophets. God says joy is your portion for this season. Joy and growth. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Sarita. I do hear Father God saying this is the season for victory. God says make up your mind and stand by your choices. I do hear Father God saying time is on your side. Don't make any hazy decisions. I do hear Father God saying focus on the solutions in this season and not the challenges, because Father God says to remind you that every challenge is an opportunity in disguise. And I hear Father God saying this is the season to say what you mean and mean what you say. Father God says you are in the season of healing, and that is the word of the Lord.
The word of the Lord further comes unto me saying that this is an hour and this is a season of a fresh start. It's an hour and a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where Father is touching different aspects of your life, and you're just going to begin to see God moving and doing some unusual things for you. The Lord says, trust me, and I will show you what I would do for thee. Trust me, for the Lord says, prepare, because this is a season where the Lord says you're coming out. You're coming out of the shell, and you're going to begin to find that you're going to be able to express your independent streak with no apologies, and you're going to move forward and do all that God has called you to do. And no one shall disturb thee, no one shall break your focus. For the Lord says, I have equipped thee, saith the Spirit of the Lord. You're going to begin to find that the Lord will also say unto thee that even around the 23rd of this month through the end of this month, God says that you're going to be moving forward, and others will look to you for leadership or even guidance, maybe surrounding home or work or all the different things that you may be doing. But you're going to see the favor of the Lord. As I go deeper into the Spirit, I hear the Spirit of the Lord further saying unto me that this is a season where the Lord says, I'm going to touch business associations. And the Lord says, if friends or business associations want too much from you or try to drain you, the Lord says, begin to set some boundaries to begin to protect yourself. Now, it seems as if that you might be feeling a little bit emotional about a family member or a domestic situation. Know that you're going to be able to achieve some great things during the next 12 months, and that too shall begin to turn around. You're going to find that even in this month and even for the next 3 weeks, that the Spirit is going to bring some new friendships or the ability to meet some real people that is going to be a blessing in your life. For the Lord says, be open to making changes as you're going through a time of transformation. For the Lord says, you're going to be able to refine yourself. You're going to refine your point of view. You're going to be able to refine even your leadership ability. For this is the hour and the season of the moving of the Spirit, where I shall bless the works of your hands. Oh, get ready, because people will know thy name, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. And you're going to find that even between now and next year this time, that the Lord says that he's going to increase you. And also someone close to you is going to be coming to a time of great increase and breakthroughs. Someone may, close to you that you love dearly may be blessed in the area of taxes or insurances or mortgage or even loans or even an inheritance, saith the Spirit of the Lord. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says extra income is going to be coming into your hands as well, because I see new sources of money coming into your hands. For the Lord also says unto thee, keep track of your finances. You're going to begin to find also increase and benefits are coming your way. For the Lord says, I favor thee, and I'm going to bless the works of your hands. Can I tell you that between now and the end of this month, it seems like friendships may be impacted by misunderstandings, but don't let that break your focus. That's only a distraction. That's only a distraction. And yet in this season, you should hear more and speak less. Hear more and speak less. Can I tell you that around around now and up until around about the 22nd, you could be dealing with some sudden or unexpected emotional issues related to your home and your domestic environment again. And just begin to sit down and compromise and begin to work some things out prophetically, but also using the wisdom of the Lord. Around the 23rd, the Lord says new opportunities are going to surface with possible friends as well as your wishes and your dreams. Know that the month of November shall be a time of healing. I see healing in the month of November. I can tell you that from around about the middle of November to around about the middle of December, your dreams are going to hold a lot of information. And as you tap into your dreams and write them down, revelation shall come unto thee. You're going to get insight and wisdom even in your time of rest, saith the Spirit of the Most High.